The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
So the Olympics is not the only sporting event on the horizon. Of course, we've got the Camogie Finals Junior, Intermediate and Senior happening this weekend. Galway and Cork facing off in the Senior Decider. Sarah O'Donovan, former player with Cork, of course, and Aisling Connolly, former Galway Camogie player, are both with me. Sarah, we might start with yourselves as defending champions. I mean, what is the mood like on Lee side? Famously humble, of course, the Cork supporters going into an All-Ireland final.
I could say a little cautious, Kieran, actually.
All right, after, okay.
Well, after losing to Clare, when, you know, everyone considered that we were going to be, you know, coming home with the Liam McCarthy to Cork, and that didn't work out. I think there is a note of caution, but I do feel like this game is Cork's to lose based on the year that Cork have had. They have been phenomenal.
Yeah, they have been absolutely super after last year's success. Having said that, I mean, you know, kind of Galway are no strangers to this kind of platform either. They've won two of the last five All-Ireland. It's kind of themselves, Kilkenny and Cork, and they're thereabouts really over the last several years. So how do you expect the game to pan out?
Well, look, I suppose having gone to the semi-finals and seen both Cork and Galway up close, Cork had a 20-point victory over Dublin. Galway were tooth and nail to get over the line against Tipperary and ended up winning at 112-111. So Galway definitely had the bigger test. Cork haven't been tested this year. They've won every game bar one by double digits, and the team that came closest to them in the championship was Wexford, and they beat them by 9 points. So the question is, have Cork been tested? Galway certainly have, but Cork haven't.
Yeah, there is a sense though when you watch Cork this year that they're almost getting better and better as the year goes, despite those lack of tests.
The physicality, the conditioning, the group of players, the conditioning that they're in, I'm spellbound. I'm so impressed by the group. One of my own club mates, Izzy O'Regan, is playing for Cork in the half back line, and Izzy is in phenomenal condition. And that group of players over the last 3 years, what they have put into themselves individually to make the group a collective. Against Dublin, they were in second gear. They didn't have to get out of second gear. They had the game wrapped up within 25 minutes. And that comes down to the work they've been doing themselves. I'd say their AVB games must be off the charts. They had five subs come on, and the five subs scored. I think they scored 1-5 between them. They were just relentless when they came out against Dublin. Yeah.
Well, Aisling Connolly is with us as well, I mentioned. Aisling, how are Galway going to be approaching this?
Hi, Kieran. Hi, Sarah. Galway, well, they're gung-ho anyway to go after the All-Ireland final, having beat Tipperary narrowly in the semi-final. They know that Cork are the form team and that they setting the standards this year. As Sarah alluded to, they're kind of hammering all teams in the six games that they have played. So Galway know that they have to end to their standards, and all 15 players and the finishers that are going to come on need to perform to beat Cork, because they're flying it. They have a great game in terms of moving the ball, in terms of defence, in terms of scoring threat. You know, they're just so slick, Cork, across the team, you know, all positions, all forward. So Galway, you know, like last in the semi-final, you know, some of their big players didn't stand up, and we just can't afford to not get off the ground very, very quickly and, you know, get scores on the board. We were quite reliant on, you know, Niamh Mallon to help us to get over the line against Tipperary. She scored 1-2 and, you know, 1-3 frees that were converted. Niamh Kilkenny was the one that was kind of feeding her most of the ball. So we really need the likes of kind of Ailish O'Reilly, Aoife Donoghue, you know, up in the forward line to be converting. Carrie Dolan, who was brilliant on her frees in the semi-final, to be slotting the ball over the bar like she always does, and the backs to be super tight, which they have been, to be fair.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that, because given the run that Cork team have gotten early in games, and, you know, their ability to put a bit of daylight between themselves and opposition, I guess that's one of the dangers that Galway are going to be aware of, you know, keeping that tight early.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure it's going to be a very physical game. Liz Dempsey is the referee, same as the semi-final for Galway and Tip. You know, it's going to be hugely physical at the start. But Galway won't, like, they are the form team. Everyone knows that in the country. Cork are favourites because of the form that they have showed. But prior to last year's All-Ireland semi-final, Galway got the better out of Cork in 8 outings prior to that. These teams know each other really, really well. And, you know, it's going to be a huge battle. But, yeah, absolutely, if you know, confidence breeds confidence. And if Cork get a couple of points ahead, you know, the danger is then that they run with it and they kind of get further ahead. But I don't envisage that happening at the start. I think it'll be a very quite tactical and quite tough game at the start.
Sarah, what would have you kind of slightly nervous, we'll say, maybe by half time? I assume, like Aisling has as good as said it there, kind of Cork getting maybe a bit of a run on Galway and creating that bit of daylight. What would have you nervous?
So in the semi-final, Cork's full back line was actually tested by the Dublin full forward line, which was a bit of a surprise. So Emma Flanagan and Pamela Mackey had a ding-dong battle, and after 2 minutes, Dublin actually had a penalty. And they had the best of the goal chances as well before halftime, but couldn't convert. So I suppose Galway are much more ruthless, much more clinical, and obviously Aisling mentioned the likes of Aoife Donoghue, the likes of Aisling O'Reilly, Kerry Dolan. These players don't miss when they get a chance, whereas Dublin probably were a bit surprised that the chances came up for them. And I think if Galway got their, I suppose, got a run on Cork and got those goals, it would be hard. And look, Aisling's right. Those 8 previous outings, previous to last year's All-Ireland semi-final, Galway are Cork's bogey team. They know how to beat them. And it was a puck of a ball last year in the semi-final. Cork are playing like champions this year. And I heard that today in a podcast and I couldn't agree more. But nothing like your bogey team to come up behind you and scare the bejesus out of you. So that's where my caution lies, despite the phenomenal nature.
Despite that caution and despite your, your kind of poor Cork attempt at humility, I have to say, at the start of this, you know what I mean? Telling me everybody's cautious. Aisling, I know, I hear you. Unbelievable. They're unbelievable.
You couldn't beat them.
Oh, sure, stop. Sarah, go on, give us a score prediction then.
Based on what I've seen over the last 5 weeks, Cork by 6.
All right, Cork by 6. Aisling, what do you think?
So Cork bet them earlier in the year by was it 10 or 12 points?
It was 12, Aisling. 12.
Was it 12? Thank you for that confirmation there, Sarah. But like, we're in the long grass now and we're coming free. My heart, and it's very hard to go against your own Galway team, and so I won't go against them. So I'm hoping that Galway will win by 2, but it's going to be a ferocious battle, and Cork are the favourites. But I can never go against my own county that I played for, so I will be backing the girls and wish them all the best. And the one thing I would say, Kieran, anyone who's listening to this, you know, can't see, can't be, bums on seats, you know. So if you're thinking of going, I know it's 5:15, it's late, but bring the girls. I'm sure you brought your sons, your brothers, your nephews to the hurling, to the football. And these are amazing athletes, amazing role models, and you'll have a great day out and try and go and support these amazing role models.
Yeah, listen, I've been to, lucky enough, Kilkenny, to been to a few Camogie All-Irelands in recent years, and they are great days out, and they're great family days out, and easy with the young kids, I find, much easier maybe than some of the senior men's games. So I would absolutely recommend that as well, and there's still tickets available. There's 3 games as well for your money. You've got the junior final, Leash are playing Tip, Cork are playing Kilkenny in the intermediate, so good luck to my own club mates Rachel, Angela and everybody else who are going to feature for Kilkenny in that, and good luck to Cork and Galway in the senior decider at 5:15. Sarah O'Donovan, former Cork Camogie player, Aisling Connolly, former player from Galway, thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range,
weekdays from 4 on News Talk.